beginning again in our practice. Deepening our capacity to take refuge. Deepening our capacity to take refuge, to move, but not a movement that's going somewhere. A changing of our center of gravity to that place of listening, from being so caught up in the and entangled in the objects of our life, making our central home is that place of knowingness, awareness, inner listening, which steadies itself on the objects of consciousness. In these first few days of practice, we're training ourselves to cultivate fundamental relationship, primary relationship with body, awareness of our body. Just at the beginning of a period of meditation, just noticing how we are before we try to do anything in particular. The general feeling tones. The mood. Sensations. Just to notice that, notice if we have any judgment about it. Just to notice that too, but to hold it lightly, to have an attitude, an approach of kindness, willingness to be with whatever. This is how it is now. We're practicing knowing that. Knowing in the sense of being aware of the sensations, the general mood. Then intending for this next 30 minutes or so to train ourselves in samadhi, in calming the heart. There might be issues that come up, problems, storylines, wanting us to figure this out or figure that out. And maybe they are important. But for this period of time, if these urgencies that draw us out into worrying about the future, a rehashing something from the past, we can touch them lightly and just say, not now. Not that we have to fight them, but we just touch lightly, let it be. And returning to this primary abiding place of listening, awareness, to this stability, relative stable resonance of our body. We're sitting surrounded by an ocean of prana, ocean of vitality. We have permission to breathe in anytime we want to. We have permission to breathe out anytime we want to. We're not in the middle of a highway. Relatively speaking, we're safe. We're in a room with kindred spirits who are also interested in calming the heart for the sake of a pleasant, blameless abiding, for the sake of gathering presence of mind that can then liberate us from confusion. We're with kindred spirits, with friends, that can encourage us to relax a little more, taking a full in-breath, allowing ourselves to receive this vitality that comes with the breath. A full, long, quiet out-breath, giving ourselves permission to soften and relax the body, the forehead, the eyes, the jaw. A few full, long, quiet, restful breaths, just savoring, receiving that vitality that comes with that chi, that energy, with the breath. As we breathe out and relax, allowing that subtle energy to permeate, to flow into the various parts of our body. We are suspended in this ocean of prana, vitality. We have permission to breathe in and out whenever we want. Training ourselves to learn to relax, to little by little learn to be at ease, feeding on the subtle vitality of the breath. As we breathe in and out, can we notice the sensations at the nostrils? The feeling tone, the coolness of the in-breath touching the nostrils, upper lip. We might notice it's a little warmer on the out-breath. Having all the time in the world just to be with the sensations there as we breathe in and out in a comfortable way. As you breathe in, whispering the word inside, Bud, B-U-D, and as we breathe out, To, T-H-O, or a word that works for you. Even the quiet word in and out. Peacefully I breathe in. Peacefully I breathe out. Or Bud, To, the quiet word just reminds the heart, directs the attention to the body, to this sensation. As we breathe in, and to receive it, To, as we breathe out. The thought is quiet, directing the attention. The awareness is stable. Being with the sensations of breathing in. Being with the sensations of breathing out right in this spot. humbly, even if it seems insignificant. The sensations are dharma. They're the way things are now, the truth of this moment. Giving ourselves permission as we breathe in to rest our being with this truth, this sensation of breathing in, this sensation of breathing out. Allowing the attention to just move slightly up to the center of the forehead, the third eye. Whatever the sensations are as we breathe in, noticing them, bud. As we breathe out, to. Peacefully in, as we notice that area in the center of the forehead, out. Staying with those sensations. Whatever they are, dull or sharp, relaxing with them, breathing in, breathing out. Moving the attention to the crown of the head, the top of the head. As we breathe in, but as we breathe out, to. The whole body's breathing, being with the sensations of the in-breath at the crown of the head, but to as we breathe out. Allowing the awareness to move, developing skill with directing the awareness to move slowly down from the forehead, noticing the sensations of the eyes, the nose, back to the nostrils, breathing in, peacefully in, peacefully out, steadying the awareness. Just with the sensations. Any other feelings or thoughts or worries, just letting them be. Practicing kindness and patience with them. As the center of our attention is with the bud, to the sensations at the nostrils. Widening the awareness to notice the lips, the jaw, whatever those sensations are as we breathe in and out. The eyes relaxed in their sockets. The scalp, the hair, ears, the center of our head. And the whole of the head as we breathe in. Can we be aware of the whole head as we breathe in? Bud. Aware of the whole head as we breathe out. To. Without judging. Blessing, touching the sensations with listening, with awareness. Bud. To. Whatever the sensation is, can we be filled with it? Practicing, receiving, and enjoying quietly, relaxing with, the sensations of the head, in and out, letting the attention widen a little to notice the neck, shoulders, left shoulder, right shoulder, maybe taking a fuller breath in to that upper chest, shoulder area, toe as we breathe out, relaxing the armpits, the shoulders, staying with those sensations, whatever they are. The sensation of the clothing touching our chest, shoulders, upper back. The swelling of the in-breath, but toe as we breathe out. And letting those sensations merge into the neck and head. Aware of the head, face, neck, upper chest as we breathe in. Letting go, relaxing, staying with the moment as we breathe out. Chest, heart, upper back, rib cage, noticing the central part of the body as we breathe in, without judging the sensations, staying with, receiving, peacefully in, peacefully out. Whatever the experience is, practicing, receiving that, tasting it, relaxing with it. In as we notice the belly, the solar plexus, the abdomen as we breathe in, but toe, abdomen and lower back. We're directing the attention, but giving the attention permission to move and explore the belly, the lower back, as we breathe in, and to relax and let our posture adjust if it wants to. Especially relaxing so those sensations can flow into each other. The belly, sensations there flow into the rib cage and the chest. They flow into the armpits, the arms, the hands, the neck and face. Breathing in and out, relaxing the eyes, the shoulders, the arms, the belly. Breathing in and out, noticing the hips, the buttocks, the knees and legs. This lower part of the body as we breathe in, but toe, staying with the sensations. If one needs to adjust one's posture, then kindly doing that quietly, but staying with the body. The mind is steadied by being with the sensations of the body. The body is soothed by being embraced by the mind. body, mind, unified, citta-ekaggata. A wide awareness from the crown of the head, shoulders, chest, belly, hips, legs, aware of the whole body. As we breathe in, but toes, we breathe out. And letting your attention rest in an area that it wants to stay with this breathing. That's most comfortable. But making sure you keep relaxing to allow the sensations to spread in the whole body. Like the bathman or the bathman's apprentice, sprinkling awareness, the water of awareness, and letting the kneading, the rhythm of the in and out breath, dissolve any hard bits, any painful bits, as we keep relaxing and allowing the energy of the body-mind to unify. So in our own way, for the next 10 minutes, being with the breathing, using our word or phrase to help us remember to be here, receptive, relaxed, enjoying whatever the sensations are. awake, aware when we breathe out. Little by little, training ourselves to be sensitive to the whole body as we breathe in. Sensitive, feeling with the whole body as we breathe out. Practicing relaxing and being kind, patient with the sensations. And whatever the mood, or if we're struggling with the meditation, practicing letting it be. Being okay with it. Giving it space. And noticing in the midst of that the resonance of our body. Breathing in, but as we notice that toll, as we let go on the out-breath and practice calming the nervous system. Practicing learning to be at ease, sitting, or walking, or standing, or lying down. So this is just an example of one way of working, but please carry on with the practice in your own way. To remind everyone that this morning, Tanisra, myself, and Karen are going to begin seeing everyone in the small groups. And so one of those small groups is starting just after this meeting, in about 10 minutes from now. I'll be seeing the people in the large room in Building 2, and then Karen, we'll see her groups in the room next door, another room in Building 2, and Tanisra will be seeing the groups in Building 3. So hopefully everyone has seen your group, and if you're not in a group, I hope you've let the managers know. And remember, just to say a few words, these groups are not exams. We're not going to give the best meditator award and the worst meditator award. It's an opportunity for us just to check in. We'll go in one at a time, just check how's it going, so that, taking 5 minutes or so for each person, just to really find out how it is, what you're working with, what might be confusing or in the meditations. So this is an opportunity to check in for us. These can be intense experiences, the retreat, being with ourselves in this silence, in this intense way, sometimes when our stuff comes up. So this is our opportunity to just hear how everyone is, which is important, to hear everybody's voice. These are not the kind of groups where somebody's speaking about their stuff and someone else says, oh, I know what you should do. There can be groups like that, but that's not what this group is, an opportunity to hear. Then the teacher might make a comment in response, but it's not a free-for-all. It's a protected, a safe space, where then each person speaking out of the silence, out of what their process is, then letting it go back to the silence. There might be a response from the teacher, and then he or she will go to the next next person. And we're all practicing listening and remembering that we're brothers and sisters in this Dharma practice, that we all seek freedom from suffering. So to encourage a kindly attitude to ourselves and to each other. Okay, so have a good day's practice.